Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were taught that it is so easy for a Christian to judge other people because we conveniently forget our own past. Let's continue with that message today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Let's reread verse 3 of our text here in Titus chapter 3. For we ourselves also were sometime foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures. Wow. Divers, different kind. Whether it's lust or whether it's pleasures, there were just different kinds that we were involved in, different kinds that they had had, that we might have. He says, that's the way it was. You know, when I think of that, I'm saying, wow, it's so easy to judge other people and forget our past. He says, serving divers lusts and hating one another. Now, when you see things like that, serving divers lusts and pleasures, but he puts it in that same verse, same sentence, hating one another. Must be a very bad thing in God's sight. When Christians hate other Christians, they're down on other Christians. That is bad in God's sight, and it's going to hinder your prayers. And you're not going to be half as good a Christian as you think you are. Christ, who is our life, he is the one with whom we are to walk. Again, we must walk in the Spirit, and we will not give in to the lust of the flesh. So when we're changed from death into life, we must give ourselves to him through reading the word, meditating on what we read, and seeking to grow in him. That's our responsibility. So God has used Christians that aren't the pastors, that aren't the missionaries, that aren't the evangelists, Christians in the local church that have been blessed and used of God. Do you realize that Priscilla and Aquila, they took in a young man that was trying to do something, but he's kind of getting it wrong. Very well educated young man, still got some things wrong. And so they taught him the more perfect way. That was Apollos, whom we read about in the book of Acts. And Paul commended him. So we're reminded of what we were, and that pretty well pertains to every one of us, as I said earlier. Sometimes foolish. It says you were sometimes foolish. Now, think on this. The Greek word for foolish has the idea of lacking intelligence. That makes me ask, of what? Well, it's lacking the intelligence to show how to have behavior as becometh holiness. That is where we lack so often as Christians. This is seen in moral failure. This one did not govern his or her lust. They could have been involved in alcohol, drugs, immodest in their dress. And by the way, immodest, we just think so often of young ladies and blouses too low or skirts too high. And by the way, let me just say this. Whether it's a teenage girl, a married woman, no part of your body, not even 1/1,000,000th of your body, should be seen by anybody else but your husband. And if you're a teenager, you're not married, wait. Let your husband be the first to see, but don't let even 1/1,000,000th of an inch of a part of your body show. Because then you're telling men you're for sale. Now that, you may not like that, but that's telling it as it is. So yeah, immodest dress, that top should not show 1/1,000,000th of an inch of what another man should not see. That skirt, it shouldn't be short that it reveals an inch, a half inch of what another man should not see. Now I can hear some unsaved or backslidden or carnal Christians mocking that. But in heaven, they're going to be fully ashamed if they are. But men, you can be immodest too in your dress. You say, well, how's that? Well, you can dress like the world. People don't associate you as a Christian by the way you dress sometimes. You got a shirt on that advertises some kind of a beer or some other thing that's not really related to the Lord. Now, sometimes you have a uniform. Yes, you got a uniform. That's what you got to wear for your work. But then others, they have to have on this so-called thing to make them relevant to the world, make the world love them like. My God is holy. You go into a court of law in the United States and trial's going on. You go in there and you're not dressed right, man or woman, they send you out. You better be dressed right. Better have respect. You go see the President of the United States. Then you better be dressed up. They won't let you in. I had somebody saying, yeah, you always wear a coat and tie to church and about everywhere you go. Yeah, I'm a preacher and I'm representing the Lord Jesus Christ. But they'll talk about how foolish this is. This is this is 2020s or whatever. I mean, I was hearing that back in the 1970s of, don't you know that this is the 20th century? Well, you hear those things and you just got to politely laugh at their ignorance. But I did ask one day, I said, now, okay, you think wearing a suit to church and all that, just that if I just wore, say, a Hawaiian shirt like some of those guys were doing at one time and blue jeans and just stood up there in the pulpit and preached that way, it'd be fine. So let's say that your daughter's getting married. And boy, they got these tuxedos and all these other things. She's got this great gown, and I come in there, a pair of Bermuda shorts and a t-shirt to perform the wedding. You're not going to be happy. But you expect of me to have a higher standard for your daughter than I do for the Lord. Now, that tells me what you think of God. That tells me what you think of His presence and holiness. And so I would really rethink that about what this word means of immodesty and decide whether you're going to please Christ or make the world think, hey, we're relevant. We're not trying to look like the world. We're trying to get them to repent, to turn from, to change their mind about being relevant to the world and to change their mind to being relevant to Christ. That is Christ-like, and He's holy, He's righteous. And so again, that begins looking at behavior that becometh holiness. So yes, we said the immodesty, the dirty mouth. You know, when Christians have cuss words coming out of their mouth and they got an unsaved fellow employee, an unsaved family member, they have just lost. They've just lost any chance of bringing them Christ. And the devil will make sure he brings that to their mind. He says he's saved. If he's saved, you're saved. Listen to how he talks. Look at the lustful words he says, the terrible words he says when he sees a pretty woman come by. Or she sees that man. Now, they talk that way before their salvation, but don't talk that way after your salvation. When people hear those that claim to be Christians talk that way, they go ahead and figure that's the way all Christians are. That's the way all churches are. That's the way all Baptists are. Now, I'll see in the news, it might be a Catholic priest. It might be somebody that's maybe a Presbyterian, a Methodist, Southern Baptist, Independent Baptist. They mess up, and the way it's reported is to make it sound like everybody that is, whatever that is, Catholic, Baptist, or whoever works in that ministry, they're all that way. And they want to give you that impression. That's what Satan wants to do. That's what he wants to accomplish. But whoever you are, don't give Satan that ammunition. And secondly, don't be that way, because one day you'll be standing before the Lord if you're saved. And you're going to be seeing somebody cast into hell, and their blood is going to be flowing on your hands because it was your testimony that kept them from getting right with God. Parents shake their heads at their kids sometimes and say, why are they like that? I didn't teach them to be that way. Maybe you did. It's in the home. Some things you said, some things you did.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible.